The U.S. and Great Britain often talk about the special relationship between the two countries. Well, that relationship extends to political campaigns. There's a long tradition of American consultants going to work for British candidates. And right now, two of President Obama's top campaign advisors are signed on to advise opposing sides in next year's elections. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from London.
Back in 2000, Jeff Schessel was nearing the end of his stint as a White House speechwriter for President Clinton. Schessel went to the Democrats' convention in Los Angeles that year, where he met a young Labor Party staffer from London. They struck up a friendship.
And so almost immediately after the Clinton administration had ended, I got a call to come over and begin writing speeches. And before long, Labor was in the throes of its campaign, and I was stationed there along with them.
That Labor Party staffer who brought Schessel to England 14 years ago was a man named Ed Miliband. Today, Miliband is the head of the party, likely to become prime minister if Labor wins next year's elections. And now Miliband has brought on a more recent White House veteran, Obama campaign mastermind David Axelrod. Schessel says it's not surprising. Politicians around the world see Obama's presidential campaigns as case studies in how to win.
Did President Obama win because of the brilliance of his advisors, or did he win primarily because of his brilliance as a candidate? It's, of course, some combination of the two, but you can't hire President Obama.
So you do the next best thing and hire his right-hand man. Labor and the Democrats have a long history of teaming up. A more surprising move was the Conservative Party's decision to hire its own Obama campaign veteran. The Tories tapped Jim Messina. Both Messina and Axelrod declined interview requests. Mike Murphy is a Republican political consultant in the States who has done a lot of work with campaigns overseas.
My guess is that Tories also think, well, the Republicans are the losing team, so they don't have anything worthwhile, which I think is a broad generalization. We have a lot of knucklehead consultants in the Republican Party, and we lose a lot, but not everybody is that bad, just like not everybody in the Democratic side is always that talented.
There's a broad question of what specifically the Brits are buying here. Axelrod is reportedly making six figures consulting with Labor. He has said that he plans to help focus Miliband's message on economic inequality. But Axelrod and Messina both bring expertise beyond how to write talking points. They're known for managing big data about voters and squeezing that data for its maximum potential. Those are areas where British technical expertise lags far behind the U.S. Tim Knox directs a conservative think tank in London called the Centre for Policy Studies.
In Britain, one of the most striking political trends over the last 10, 15 years is the decline in popular participation in the political process. We used to have a turnouts at our general elections of 75 to 80%. That has collapsed to between 55 and 60%.
In the 2012 presidential election, turnout was just under 60%. But Obama's get-out-the-vote operation was largely responsible for his win. This cross-cultural exchange is a two-way street. Steve Morgan is a British political consultant who has worked for Democratic campaigns in the U.S.
Most of us go because we want to learn, and we want to apply that knowledge to what we can do here in the U.K.
Morgan warns that a lot can get lost in translation, even when the two countries ostensibly speak the same language.
This is not a presidential election that comes next year. We vote for political parties, and the political party with the biggest majority in the House of Commons picks the Prime Minister. So the concept of a presidential kind of campaign doesn't work here.
Still, either the Labour Party or the Conservatives will triumph next year. And now, whichever side carries the day can claim that it was partly thanks to a piece of the Obama magic. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.